Another group comes out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Typically, atheists try to get monuments removed from government property. Like Daniel Cooney, who tried to get the Ten Commandments monument removed from the grounds of the Bradford County Courthouse in Stark, Florida.
That's not a place for us to express our differences. You know, that's a place for anything to express our commonalities.
But the county refused to remove the Ten Commandments, at which point David Silverman, president of American Atheists, got involved.
It's a matter of if you put religion there, we can put atheism there.
And finally, he and the county came to an agreement that instead of removing the Ten Commandments, American atheists could put up their own monument to atheism. And over the weekend, that's what they did. The nation's first atheist monument on government property. It declares that atheists believe that a hospital should be built instead of a church, that a deed must be done instead of a prayer said. And it lists the punishments for the Ten Commandments, such as stoning adulterers. David Cooney, the man who got it all started, told FirstCoastNews.com he was surprised to find there were so many atheists in town.
This is their coming out, you know.
And now that the atheists have come out, what next? They can already vote. They can legally marry. There's really only one thing they can't do, and that's get elected. The only self-professed atheist ever to serve in Congress appears to have been California's Pete Stark, who lost his seat last year. Although, Thomas Jefferson did make some pretty serious deletions from his personal Bible. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.